Okay, so today we are back to the topic life of a property agent. Okay, so I have this feel of doing life of a property agent again. I'm going to share with you my 16 years experience in the real estate industry, how I see the industry change, and what's the difference between like last time and now. What is the industry like, you know, the MLM structure in the real estate industry, and also how does it feel to be an agent, working as an agent, as in working as in like, okay, I joined the real estate company, then whoa. Okay, so I'm going to share with you from what I see, my 16 years experience, and the day I started to do recruitment. Okay, so why do I want to share this topic, right? Because I feel that the industry has changed a lot. 16 years ago in 2009, when I joined the industry, right, what happened is I only pay, I think, 699 or 799 at that time. Then I became a real estate agent in DWG. So last time, there's this Dennis Wee group, okay? So I pay 699 or 799, went for the course, then I became a real estate agent. If I never remember wrongly, 2010, the government came in trying to regulate the industry. That's where CA is being set up. Then I think 2011 onwards or something, agent need to start to take exam, at that time it was CES test. Then later you take the CES test. Then we also have to take, because we want to convert mah. So we also have to take CES test. I think at that time it was like 300 multiple choice or something. Then later we take already, we convert. This is why if you look at my real estate license, right, is R011. So 0001, I think up to about 02 are the first batch of people. Then later on 0304 are the people that join, I think after 2011 onwards lah. I may be wrong, that's all I remember. Okay, I'm just sharing with you my whole journey and helping you understand. So when you join a real estate industry, basically when you join a real estate company, you choose a person to join. So when you join this person, when I join this person, it's more like a MLM system. So this person actually override my commission. Okay, so like for example, I earn certain dollar, this person will override maybe 2 or 4% of my commission. Then if my position was lower, they will override more. So apparently, I started recruitment, I think about 6-7 years after I joined the industry. That was like 2015 or 2016. So at that time, I was told, hey, you have to do recruitment, you know, it's very good, it's passive income, you will earn money, because when your agent earn money, you earn money. Then I was like, okay. At that time, still very young. Then I was like, okay lah. Good ma. You know, you do recruitment, you can set up a team, then you can come up with things, then you can get promoter. Then I was like, okay, let's try. So at that time, right, it's very different. At that time, I think I pay for this job street advertisement. So I don't mind sharing because that's at that time. So we pay for a job street advertisement, and then people will put in resume, they will call you, then we will interview them. I always remember at that time when I do my interviews with people. Okay, so real estate, as to join as a real estate agent, is very weird one. Because when you go for a normal job interview, it's more like you choosing the person. Whether the you want to choose the person, whether the HR talking to you, then the HR say, hey, you are qualified or not, you know, are you a good choice, whether the company want to employ you or not. Real estate is not. Real estate is the person come for your interview, but they choose you. So at that time, I was pretty young. So I feel that at that time I was pretty young. It's not easy to do recruitment. Then I tried my best. The team was pretty big. I did manage to recruit quite a lot of people, you know. But I think I realized that, recruit people is one thing. Training people, communicating with people, helping them succeed in the industry is another thing. So, to keep the story short, right, I didn't do it well. I didn't do it well. So I was trying to improve myself. I went to attend training. It was like a 7 or 8 days training every day, 8 to 6. It's called NLP, Neuro-Linguistic Programming. So at that time, I was being exposed to this. I was like, wow, this one quite interesting. You know, it helps you to communicate better, know how to train people, know how to talk to people, help you in your sales, understand the linguistic part, how the brain thinks and all these things. I think this is a very interesting thing, lah. I think you all have to go and Google Neuro-Linguistic Programming. Then if you feel that I should talk more about this, I don't mind. Because I really think that this Neuro-Linguistic Programming, right, changed my life. One thing is changed my life, changed my approach, changed my thinking, and I keep trying my best to follow what I learned during the course. Then naturally, slowly, unconsciously, right, I use the concept in Neuro-Linguistic Programming to help me to become a better person, a better trainer, a better communicator, all these things. So later on, I tried to do better. Then I also attended ACTA. ACTA at that time was like advanced certification for training for adult or something like training and learning for adult. That was very tough because at that time in DWG, right, they told me that I take ACTA, they're going to allow me to, they want me to conduct CBD course. So I was like, okay, like extra income since I was young, I went to take ACTA so that I can have the certification to conduct CBD course. So I did ACTA also. Then I also learned a lot about teaching people and training people. Then that was the turning point. The turning point was at one moment, I think DWG decides to merge with Propnex. So when DWG decides to merge with Propnex, a lot of my agents left me. Okay, so I want to share with you this experience that I have. Because in real estate industry, when you join the real estate industry, you join a person. So it's like MLM format. You join this person has an upline, then the person has an upline, the person has an upline. So there's a different tier of overriding. But unfortunately, when during the merger, some of my agent left me, right, I was okay. I wasn't disappointed. Because one important thing I realized the money that we earn in recruitment is very little. Okay, then because at first I was told that that's good money, man. That's why I recruited, man. That's why I thought like, okay, I should do recruitment, expand my team, train people. Then the more people I have, the more overriding I get, I can earn more money. But I realized that the overriding is very little. It's only like on average, maybe 2-3% plus minus. Then I still have to put so much effort to handle the person, train the person, motivate the person, talk to the person, care about the person. It was really a lot of hassle. So when my people left me when we merged to Propnex, I was okay. I wasn't feeling too bad. Okay. Then I started my YouTube channel when I was in Propnex. So thank you for all that you're watching now. So if you like my video, please hit like and subscribe. Okay. So I just want to share. I don't know whether this is boring or not, but this is like, I want to share my journey. I want to share some of the perspective that I see. So I realized that a lot of people, when they join the real estate industry, right, they don't understand how the real estate industry works. They don't understand how the recruitment works. They don't understand how the MLM system works. They don't understand how the training works. They just join blindly. So I realized when you join somebody, then that person is in charge of training you. So that person, right, train you. Of course, there's two kinds of training. One is a company standard kind of training. Another one is this person will train you. But if you meet somebody that not proficient in training or don't know how to help you, he himself don't have knowledge. Actually, it's very hard for someone to excel in the real estate industry. But there is no system in the real estate industry to say that, oh, you have to follow this system and you follow this system, you will become a successful agent. A lot of people will sell you this idea. So in the recruitment side of the real estate industry, it's very weird one. It's like you trying to find someone to join, Then everybody try to recruit you. When they try to recruit you, it's like they are trying to sell you how good they are, what system they are, how successful they can make you. They will try to sell you the system. Then you will buy the system that you trust most, or whoever that you like most, you'll join the person and try the system. So everybody has their so-called system lah. Real or not real, nobody know one. Because you haven't joined, you wouldn't know ma. And whether you join already successful or not, you also wouldn't know. They will tell you, oh, this agent successful, that agent successful. But some of these agents successful, not because of the system, you know. So in my 16 years, I realized that recruitment is like a sales game. It's like a sales game. Secondly, the overriding is not good. Thirdly, it's a big hassle to manage people. Then along the way, I realized that when you train people, there's no loyalty. When you help people, you train people, you make this person successful, when this person get promoted and all these things, they reach a level, they feel that they are not doing better, or they feel that they are stagnant, they cannot improve in their career. The first person they blame is confirm the leader. Confirm the team. I tell you, humans are very weird. They will never blame themselves when they are not doing well. They will always blame the person that teach them. They will always blame their manager. They will always blame their leader. It's always like that. So I realized that the industry is, this recruitment and training thing is a very sad thing. Because there is no loyalty. People, you train the person become better. They will start to jump around. They will feel that you're not helping them enough. Then they will find a next option. So at that time when I was young, I feel that I couldn't accept this. Because I feel that, it's like I'm like the 师父. Then I help you. Then my 徒弟 背叛我, left me because 有翅膀了,翅膀硬了会飞了. That kind of thing. That was my thought. Then when I grow older and older, after 16 years in the industry, I realized that, this world got no loyalty. Okay, why do I say that? Okay, so a lot of people, they will use the word, say, do you want to join my team? First of all, I feel that I will never use this word. Do you want to join my team? I won't. I will say, do you want to join me? Or do you want to join my group? Why? Because number one thing that we have to understand is, in the real estate industry, agents are lone rangers. I can tell you that successful agents, they mostly work themselves. They don't work together and then share commission or what one. They always work alone. Okay, if you don't understand this, put your comments below, I will explain. Because when we say share commission, it's not co-broke. We're not talking about co-broke. It means like agent don't work with agent. It means like I work with Zach, then we go and door knock together. Then while we get a client, we serve the client together. It doesn't work one, I tell you. The successful agents are people, right, that are lone ranger. Those that work in couple are normally they are like girlfriend, boyfriend, or married one, I can understand. But you want to say friend, very hard one. So when you want to go and do prospecting, let's say you want to go and meet a client, or go do door knock, do roadshow. Your friend don't want to go, then you how? You don't go. So it's not easy to get good partners. So this is like a survival thing. The person that survived in the real estate industry, they themselves got to be very strong. Because this industry is very competitive. It's not easy to... It's really very difficult. If you are the kind of person that I always want to work with somebody, it's like go running. I don't know if you all know or not. If you all talk about like slimming lah, go running lah, you want to do something, always must wait for your friend. Then you realize your friend don't run, you also don't run. This is the similar kind of scenario. Okay. So I realize agents are lone rangers. Okay. The good agents, they are all working for themselves, working for their family, working for their own goal and benefit. I think that's absolutely fine. That's how it works. Secondly, I realized after so many years, right, the industry is like that. There will be some people that is very loyal or maybe very lazy. They don't want to jump around. They just want to come to one place and then they know what they are doing. They are good at what they do. They just stick there. They stick with the person and they depend on themselves. But there will always be some people that feels that the team is not good enough, the manager not good enough, the company not good enough, and then they will keep changing. So I realized that people that keep changing, going out to explore, right? Apparently, maybe I grow older, then I became more mature. I feel that it's very normal. La. It's like 跳来跳去. And sometimes people just jump, they will come back. So I realized that, maybe I should think in a way, maybe rather than being like a 师傅 like that, right, I should think like, oh, maybe I'm more like a help desk. So for many, many years, I've been thinking, what do I really enjoy in the whole journey of recruitment and training of real estate agent? I tell you frankly, there's one thing that I really enjoy is that I enjoy helping people succeed. So I feel that if today I can help somebody succeed in the real estate industry, to me is 很爽, you know, like, yes, you know, I'm very happy for the person. To be frank, the overriding is really, really peanuts. It's really something that is not significant. It's only maybe 2%, 3%. It's really too little to be happy about, okay? So, I always ask myself, if I were to do recruitment again, okay, so now I don't really do like mass recruitment or go out and show my face or do advertisement anymore. A lot of people that join me are people that know me, are like you watching my YouTube video, know me, then come and join me, or agents that watch my video and feel that they want to learn from me. It's more or less word of mouth and from my YouTube channel. I don't do advertisement. But one thing good is that I realize that when I have agents that join me and I need to help them, it motivates me to do more and be better. Because I need to, when they need help, I need to move my brain. When I move my brain, it helps me to work more and be more active. And it just helped me in my energy level and my overall work attitude. I don't know. But it just motivates me to like work more lah. Because I feel that, I need to help this person. So how can I help this person? So it's very difficult. When people ask me for help, when they ask me something, that's where I need to move my brain. If nobody asks me anything, actually my brain don't move. So I really enjoy when people got questions to ask me. Because to be frank, I'm quite sure that there's no question that I cannot answer my agents. So every time my agent asks me something, I enjoy it because it's like, I remember this thing, I can teach them. Oh, I got things, this thing, and teach them. 我觉得 is like, this is like what teacher love in their job. They teach people, they help people. I think this is a kind of feel-good factor. When I can help my agents or I can help people succeed as real estate agents, to be frank, that is the kind of enjoyment that I get. I think this is very similar for when I'm doing sales. Because when I'm doing sales, right, a lot of people ask me, hey, Aaron, is it I got 2-room flat, 3-room flat, you don't do because the comp very little. Actually, to be frank, anything I also will help you. Why? Because one thing that I believe about real estate industry is that as a real estate agent, I don't want to focus on how much I earn. I want to focus on helping you, helping my buyers, helping my sellers, helping my customer make a good property decision. Okay, you may think that I'm trying to bullshit lah, or I sound very like Buddha or God or whatever. I don't know how to explain this, but how to find passion in a job for 16 years? I can tell you, if it's always about money, then I think my life very sian lah. So I feel that, yes, definitely money is one of it, but the real motivation that I really get is to help people. Even in recruitment, right, and training, I feel that it's about helping people to succeed in real estate industry. For client, it's about helping them get their house, helping them solve their real estate problems. I think these are things that is very crucial because the knowledge that I have, I can help people, to me, is a big, big thing, okay? So, I realized in these 16 years, a lot of things has changed. a lot of mindset has changed. So as a real estate agent, whether you are a senior agent, whether you are a new agent, I think the industry is very difficult for people to succeed. Because it's a MLM structure. So everybody comes in, the company has a set of training, then the other set of training will depend on the person you join. If the person you join is not good enough, then you will realize that, they never teach you enough, or even to the extent they teach you the wrong thing. To me, that's worse. So a lot of success, right, will have to depend on the person you join. But frankly speaking, if you ask me, I don't know, I'm not trying to haolian, because in my 16 years, a lot of things happen. I joined this person, then this person left, then automatically I was the downline of the manager of this person. Then that manager also left. Then later I become the manager of another person. Then later on when DWG merged, I go to a team under this person, and this person very old already, like semi-retired. So apparently, if you ask me, is there anybody up there? Do I have a mentor? Or do I have a upline? Technically, my upline already semi-retired lah. So very old already. So there's still some people that I respect a lot in the industry. I talk to them. They talk to me a lot during my tough times and hard times. But we don't have like a MLM structure. We are just friends. So that's it. That's my story for my 16 years in the real estate industry. I don't know, is it an interesting story, but I thought of sharing this part because I feel that the industry is very different. It's not like your normal job or your normal work industry. You know, over here is like a MLM system, but doesn't really have a proper system to help agents succeed. And a lot of things, everybody have their own forte. There's no like a standard rule, you know. So there's 101 reasons and 101 factor that may help you to succeed, but also cause you to fail. So the industry is not so simple. 16 years have passed. I hope to share more in this video, and I hope you enjoy this heart to heart talk kind of content. So if you think this is the content that is good, you can leave a comment below. Hit the like button, subscribe button. Let me know what do you think about this kind of content, because I actually enjoy sharing about this a lot. I don't want to just keep talking about property. Of course, I will come back and talk about property when there is property things to update you. Okay, so hit the like button, subscribe button. I hope you like this episode. Please leave your comments below. Let me know what you think. And thank you, and bye-bye.